You are listening to the Trucking Nation podcast brought to you by Truck Logics and Truck Services of North America. And I am your host, Misty Noel, and it's the holiday episode, y'all. Trucking Nation, I hope you are so excited for the holidays. I know I am. I know some of you just love living that Grinch life, and I'm going to let it slide, and maybe I can just warm your heart this episode and get you in the Christmas spirit. But, you know, we have to go over some things that just, oh, they're a little bit depressing, aren't they? And I'm talking about regulations. You know them, you love them, and there's a ton of them that have come out just this month. It's like they just waited till what's supposed to be the happiest time of year to throw all these regulations out just to kill your spirit. Especially for us that have to research all these regulations and understand what they mean. Because guess what? You're never going to guess what happened in my world. I have been moved. I have transferred to a different department. So now I'm actually with the wonderful, wonderful crew of Truck Services in North America. You guys know I talk about them all the time, and they have welcomed me to their team. And so I am helping you guys with just everything and anything you need to drive. I mean, we're talking 2290s, DOTs, authorities, BOC3s, every single trip permit, IFTA, IRP, anything and everything. I'm telling you, I have crammed so much information into my brain these past few days. I have just amazed myself at what I know at this point. And I love it when you guys call in, and some of you actually recognize me a little bit from either the show or you've talked to us when I was on Truck Logics, and it's always really funny. They're like, wait, weren't you the girl that I spoke to a few weeks ago over there? And I'll be like, yeah, that was me. That was me. But I do love talking to you guys. I always get super excited when that phone rings, because it's always a new experience, especially on what you guys need and everything to get going. Before we get into I have some super fun holiday gift ideas, and especially for, you know, after talking to some people, it's like I've learned that many of people believe that truckers are just rolling in dough. And then I had this one really kind driver who was so sweet. He broke it down to me one day. He's like, if you thought about how much we pay just a month, and we're talking insurance, car payment, fuel bills, he's like, it could run some people at $4,000 just in a month on just payments and things. And I'm just like, see, it's like, it seemed like from the outside, it seems like you guys be really making that money. But gosh, man, those truck payments and that insurance is just no joke, especially fuel. And so if you're having a truck that's running about like 3-4 miles per gallon, my goodness, you are losing some money on some fuel. Some of you guys running those older trucks are kind of happy right now, because guess what? The ELD mandates have come out. And I believe, who is it? OIDA, and maybe, I think somebody else has already started pushing to get this stuff blocked or taken away or something done to it. I already had a couple of people actually call in saying they're looking to trade their trucks in for those, maybe a 99 model that doesn't have a lot of miles on it. So I know some truck dealerships are getting quite excited for their older models are probably going to start flying out the lot. But before we get into that, I want to talk, there's another big change that just happened the other day. I've been studying this because you know, it's one of those things I have to know it, because we're going to start doing this stuff for you. It just came out. It's called the Unified Registration System. It's a whole new thing done by the FMCSA. So now it's going to simplify. So you're not going to have two separate, you won't have an MC number and a DOT number. It's just going to be one number now. So you'll just have a DOT number. And this is going to qualify for both inter and intrastate carriers. So you'll all need to have this. And they give you a bit of time. We do have a time frame. You can always read more into it. I'm working with some people on my team. I believe we're going to do probably a whole series on this coming up soon on the URS system. Also, I was talking to him about doing maybe a webinar like ourselves. We have a webinar scheduled. The FMCSA is doing a lot of training information. So if you have not heard about this, this is a big deal. It's about to shake up the entire transportation industry. Because, you know, it comes with a price. I really don't want to get too much into it because, you know, this stuff, it all gets expensive. But I might leave that bit to you. It's not too bad to get this done and get this new number system. And it's going to be just a DOT number now, which, I mean, it's going to simplify everybody's life a bit, so you don't have to get two separate numbers. But it's going to cost you a bit now. I think it's about, like, what, $300 is what it says in the pamphlet. So definitely before you start going off the wall and getting a little upset, or, you know, just check it out. There's information on the FMCSA website. There's a whole little download presentation. You can just kind of read through it. They did a really great job of explaining this. So, I mean, you can always just either go to the website, you could Google it. So you want to look into that. We are going to start processing all this stuff. If you have any questions, I would highly recommend going to the website first, and then I'll have some more information on this coming out very soon. I don't believe like the full-on switch mandate or anything like that is coming up in the immediate future, but it is coming. So I'm going to have a lot more information on this coming out very, very soon. Probably in the next podcast, we're going to really focus on this too. Okay, so next up, let's go ahead and just knock it out. Let's talk e-logs. Oh my goodness. It's gotten a little crazy. All the tons of articles right now out there. And going through some of these different mandates, I've been reading about them. A few of them, they actually kind of contradict themselves. Now, I know they'll make sense, I know, a lot to you guys, but if you think about it, because one of the device specifications that is listed, I'm going to read it out to you, and then there's another one. I just want you to just soak it in for a second, because I'm just like, what? It goes, ELDs that meet the minimum standards spelled out in the rule will not be required to track a vehicle or a driver in real time. They also will not be required to include driver carrier communication capabilities. Okay, what I want you to focus on, will not require to track a vehicle or driver in real time. Okay, right? Now, you have the device must sync with its corresponding vehicle's engine to record engine on and off time. Well, wouldn't that be in real time? Am I missing something? Sometimes when I read through these, it really does. I know I'm a very intelligent person, but sometimes I'll read through these device specifications and I feel like a five-year-old and I just reading like Chinese or something. I just can't understand it sometimes. But the full publication is supposed to be out on the 16th, which is probably when this podcast will be posted, a little bit after. So we're going to have more detailed Zach device specifications, supporting documents, everything. Because some of this stuff I've been reading into, I mean, these things, they have to have like some type of automatic communication. So if you are inspected or pulled over, the inspector or copper or whoever's doing the mess, they can get the information quickly via, I think it says like Bluetooth, a USB, a website or an email. Like you have to be able to get it quickly. And I know, especially with some of these brand new trucks, they actually have some type of sync code that is in a system where you could give them the code and the cop would just type it in and he'd already have the information. But what has got a lot of people kind of up in arms is if the truck is older than a 2000 model, they're not required to have this. So that's why you might be hearing, or you might have heard through the airwaves or the grapevine, that a lot of truckers are starting to look around for these little bit older models. But with the older models, I'm still trying to see what the regulation is with those. I don't know if it would still be paper logs or if it's just you might have to have an ELD. It just doesn't have to be a certain type of model this time. I'm really like, it's just not clear yet what the older models will need to have or what you use. I don't know if you just stick to the old system, you keep on trucking that way. But yeah, it's a lot of information being thrown out at once. And that's why I think some people are a little kind of up in arms. Like you got to take little bites of it and just digest it slowly, like reading through this stuff. It's a lot. And I'm serious. I think OIDA is already on the docket to start, like, either, I believe they're trying to actually block the ELD mandate. So who knows what's going to happen? Of course, it's not going to take full effect until late 2017. So it's not like something you have to switch like right now. You do have a bit of time. You have plenty of time to actually research this, especially when it comes out and it's fully published on the 16th. I would highly recommend taking the time whenever you're just stopped somewhere, maybe you're on a break, and just start reading through this material, get your own grasp on the information before you let anybody else tell you what's going on. I promise you. I already talked to a couple people and I was like, well, where'd you get your information? And they're like, oh, I was talking to my buddy. And I was like, no, man, you've got to actually read that information that gets published to know for yourself what it says. But it's coming out, and I promise you, we're going to be breaking this stuff down. So that's going to be in the near future. So just don't get freaked out. You have plenty of time to get this stuff, to work with the ELD mandate, understand it. I'm talking like you get 2 years to come in compliance with this. So you got plenty of time. It's nothing that you have to just switch to right away, but really take the time to read through this information that's going to be getting published here in the next few days. It's going to be really important for you to actually understand it yourself. So moving on, let's go on. Medical cards have actually, I believe that there's a new regulation with those. And it's not so much like the whole process is changing. It's just how long you have to actually hold on to the physical card is. I believe in January, I'd have to double check. Once you get your medical, physical, that you know what I'm talking about. I think it said you had to hold on to the card for about 15 or so days, and then the doctor's supposed to input the information into a system. So an inspector, copper, anybody like that, it's already in a system and they can just download it from there, so you don't have to carry extra documentation and things like that, because come on, that stuff can get lost pretty easily. And then that way they always have it. I know you guys, a lot of y'all don't like that either, but a little tip or anything, when you're going in to get those physicals done, I know there's a couple of guys out there that I've read about. I know there's tons more of you guys. Going to doctor's offices just extremely heightens your blood pressure. So they would take in their blood pressure cuffs and the information just so they could show the doctor what it was earlier that day and like the few days before. Like, this is my normal. I just get a little bit of high blood pressure coming in the doctor. Is understandable. I do too. So if that happens to you, just make sure you have anything extra to show them that just while that moment in time that you're there, that's not what you're like all the time. So if it's blood pressure or blood sugar levels or anything like that, just make sure you have it with you. It'll really help you out. Now you can find more information on this med card. There's tons of stuff. I think we have it broken down in our blog actually, or on trucklogics.com. I know Overdrive does a great job at covering all this stuff, and they do it. I really admire how they cover all these new regulations and mandates. They do a great job. So that's always a great place to go. And then just real quick, because I don't like talking about it because I have difficulty pronouncing it, but it is super important to understand this new regulation or mandate or whatever they're calling it, and that is the driver coercion ruling that has come out. Take a look at that. Just know what that means, what it would take. Like before, I know in the last podcast I said somebody needs to really come out with a recording app that would recognize a phone number when you talk to it and it would automatically start recording. Like, how bomb would that be, right? That would be boss. You know, somebody can make a boatload of money with that thing. But that's out. I know a lot of you guys have already heard about it. So let's move on. I need to shake all this negativity from these regulations off, because I'm not even driving a truck and they're already stressing me out, because I am talking to all of you guys every single day and so many more of you. And a lot of you like to know this information. You always ask me about it, and I'm just a chatty Cathy anyway. I kind of get in trouble sometimes because I talk too much. But yeah, make sure and look these up. Just double check. Find out read through this information for yourself. Don't let anyone just tell you what it's about. I mean, I know that's what I'm doing, but I'm just giving you a brief summary Make sure and just read over this stuff for yourself. Okay, before we get into the fun Christmassy holiday things, because I'm so excited to talk to you about this stuff, I just want to let you know that we have tons of renewals that are due by the end of December. I believe we got IFTA, UCR, if your IRP is coming up, because that one's staggered a bit. And you can get all this stuff done actually by Truck Services of North America. And now I am joined the team, so we have a lot more people to handle more volume. So please, if you need to have this done, do not risk going over into the new year and not have this done. I mean, those tickets, they could shut you down. It could just be a big old mess. And don't forget, fourth quarter IFTA filings is coming up January. We handle those as well. Or if you need to get your IFTA update, you need a DOT update, anything and everything, please give us a call. Here's a little bit more information on all the renewal stuff that we're going through right now. And then let's talk about some Christmas stuff.
Are you wanting to get your own authority or just tired of keeping up with every deadline, renewal, and permit? Truck Services of North America is the premier processing agency you have been looking for. They handle everything over the phone and offer a pricing package to fit your needs. Oh, and did I mention they are IFTA filing masters? Give them a call for more information at 803-386-0320 or check out their website at tsinamerica.com.
Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Kwanzaa, Christmas Kwanzaa, anything and everything. I'm just trying anybody. Hopefully, I always say Merry Christmas, and I'm Southern. It's just what I do. I try and sometimes keep it Happy Holidays for some of you, but I want to talk about Christmas gifts because, you know, a statistic came out. It said about 30 to 40% of shoppers are last minute shoppers, and they buy their Christmas gifts the week of or even the day before Christmas. And I know for a lot of you truckers, if you have family that you send gifts, or you want to actually, you deserve a gift too. Don't leave yourself out. You work hard, my friend. I mean, I bet there's some new boots. Hey, what about that tool set? What about those new drill bits? You know, I'm telling you, there is a gift out there for every driver. And either you can buy it for yourself or hint to someone else to buy it for you or persuade them to let you buy it for yourself anyway. I'm telling you, I got some great gift ideas and we're just going to run through them super quick. Now, I am a big fan of super thoughtful, extremely inexpensive gifts because I have a hard time believing I want to spend a lot of money on somebody and then they're not even going to like it. That's always been a fear of mine. It's happened a few times. I mean, I just, and I vowed to never buy expensive gifts for somebody just really ever again. It's just, it's not going to happen because me and some of my family, we've had outs over stuff like this too. And it's just, it's not going to work. So I don't know if you heard this before. So for all the little kids, I bake them their favorite Christmas desserts, and it's something they have to share with everybody else. So I'm teaching life lessons here, people. It's like sharing is caring. I always tell them it's better to give than to receive. And after a couple Christmases, they actually get kind of into it and they get really excited. But I know for some of you guys, maybe baking some cookies and sending them back home is just not an option. I know it's crazy, right? But I have some great gift ideas for just a small budget, but they are super, super thoughtful. Like if you want to make your old lady just burst out in tears because she knows you love her so much, I'm telling you, this is going to work. Now they might sound a little strange, but I promise you they certainly do work. One of them is called Read When Letters. And this is super simple. It's honestly not going to cost you anything if you already have some paper and a pen. And so I can't remember exactly where I saw this, but I've done it for the past two Christmases. And it's just, it's always been a big hit and it's just so thoughtful. So it's a great idea for truckers to do for their wife, girlfriend, kids, or vice versa. This is something You know, if wives or girlfriends, if you're listening and you got kids and your man's out on the road, you can have them write him a couple read when letters. And these are just to read when something specific happens. And one of the sweet ones this lady said she did is to my favorite trucker, read before you start your truck in the morning. And then it just has like some sweetness in there just written down or whatever you want to add. Or for truckers, like to my loving wife, read before you make your morning coffee. And in the letter, I mean, you can just write something sweet or a joke or something funny or have a picture. We're not trying to get naughty here, but, you know, something fun. Or to my favorite trucker, read when you're angry because that guy took the last parking spot. I mean, it can get super specific and just super sweet and funny, especially for kids, you know, or truckers, you want to do one for your kids. You have to my daughter, read before you go on stage for your Christmas play, or to my son, read when you make the basketball team. I mean, just something really fun and sweet like that. I'm telling you, it's super inexpensive. You can do like a batch of five. I'm telling you, they're going to love you. Who could not love that? And how sweet, right? And it doesn't cost anything. Some other ones I like to go through. Toys aren't just for kids. I'm telling you, it always plagued me what to get my dad for Christmas. And then one day it hit me. My dad collects guns, so I bet he'd like some fun Nerf guns to fire in the house and we could start a Nerf war. So the tradition of buying toys from a dad, uncles, brother, and all the men in the family started. So now, of course, you don't have to limit it to toy guns. It can be anything you think will put a big old smile on that trucker's face or your family member's face. And truckers, these are actually great gifts for your wife or girlfriend too. I got one from my mom and the note read, "Your mission, if you choose to accept, is just shoot dad before he shoots you." So, and my mom likes to do it like if my dad's snoring or something really loud, she'll start shooting him with Nerf guns. It's just a fun family thing. And I've kind of just spread this little gift idea kind of all over the place and everybody's picked it up. And they just, I mean, you can't not have fun with it. Now, another one, if you're really on the road all the time, recorded stories for your kids. There's these books that are out that have this option so you can actually read the story and you'll record your voice on it. And so every night when they go to bed, they can just open the story and you're actually reading to them every night. I'm telling you, some people might say it sounds a little cheesy, but it's so sweet. And especially that way your kid gets to hear your voice even more, and especially right before they go to bed. So those are some three great inexpensive gift ideas. I know there's tons of other ones like video messages. You can make actually teeny tiny movies, especially if you have a smartphone. You can do them quick, fast, and in a hurry. There's even more holiday gifts online. So if wives or girlfriends are racked to what to get your trucker man for the holidays and you actually want to spend something, I'm telling you, usually tools or a gift card to his favorite, like a Dick's Sporting Goods or something. I know tools are usually always in hot demand because somehow those things just get up and walk away, do they not? Gift cards to anywhere they would need to buy either new parts or anything like that. Let them get the new stacks or let them get some new chrome for the truck. I'm telling you, you can't go wrong if you go in that direction. All right, so you guys, thank you so much for listening today. I know it started out a little bit rough, but I hope I have warmed your Grinch spirit and you are just super excited for the holidays. I know I am. And if you will be out on the road this holiday season, I just want you to know I'm thinking about you. I'm sending some positive vibes and some holiday spirit your way. And just remember, Truckee Nation, you get what you give in this world, so try to be kind and enjoy the ride. And I will talk to you soon. Bye.